everybody. Welcome to Dead Men Don't Podcast. This is kind of a mini, non-mini episode that we're calling A Grave Interest, where we talk to one of our listeners about experiences and everything that they've had. So who are we talking to today, Kenzie?
We are talking to Jennifer Jodry.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
And she has a really great story for us, so let's have a listen.
We're calling her now?
Yeah, all right. We're calling her now.
Let's do this.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so you have something to tell us. One of your experiences, so why don't you just go ahead?
So this is an unusual situation that I wouldn't have believed unless I lived it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anything that I can concretely find evidence for, so it's a lived experience. So that, just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, I had an interest in family genealogy and ancestry and whatnot, and all of my family lives up north in a town in just like outside of Muskoka called Dorset, Ontario.
Yeah.
And the family roots run super deep. So we're going back hundreds of years, like at least I think early 1800s.
Wow.
Is when my family settled there. So a lot of people settled there, and a lot of people died there, and they're all buried there. And there's this kind of small pioneer cemetery called the Paint Lake Cemetery. And so one day, my dad and I are up there, and we're going to visit my grandmother, and we decide to take a detour and see the Paint Lake Cemetery, because everybody in my family is buried there, so we're like, why not? It'll be nice.
Right.
So we tour around, we do our thing, and it's creepy. And I just kind of chalk that up to being a cemetery. It's not like they're really happy places to hang out in. But it's just like a feeling of unease and just something not normal.
Yeah.
So as they're leaving, I see a crow. And like crows, I don't know, I find them ominous. They're like omens of death in my personal vernacular. So
yeah.
That might just be me, though. I think that might just be me.
But no, it's not just you.
I get a good feeling. Is that a normal thing? Crows are...
Well, any kind of bird. There's a lot of birds that are actually considered like omens of death or just bad omens in general, and crows are generally attended. There's some mythologies that say crows are like carriers of the souls to the underworld, and some mythologies that say they're just omens of death and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, so your feeling is completely on par with the mythologies.
Yeah.
What, well, Kenzie?
I was in the cemetery, I lock eyes with this crow. Like,
right.
Lock eyes. Like, it was as if I was on a Tinder date and the guy was looking at me across the bar, creepy.
You imprinted with a crow.
Oh my god. Okay. So you made eye contact with the crow.
But like intense eye contact, not like.
Oh.
Like that's what I mean, but like just intense. Like the crow's looking at me, I'm looking at it, and I'm just weirded out.
Okay.
So I tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, yo, like this is creepy. And my dad's like, you're crazy. Because my dad's very skeptical with things like this.
Yeah.
So we're heading out of Dorset and we're going to visit my grandmother, and I'm like, you know what, I know we're going to make detours, I think we should just get to my grandmother.
Yeah.
But long story short, that day my grandmother ended up dying. Really weird, like just kind of a weird situation.
Oh.
That was years ago though, but that's fine. It's
yeah.
Fine.
But how did she die though, like did you just find her or?
Yeah, so we got to her house and we just kind of found her collapsed on the floor, and we ended up calling the ambulance, and within like 24 hours she had passed away.
Wow.
And the thing is, we're never up there to visit her. Like, we live 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So the fact that we were there at all was kind of a really unusual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then last October, I was up there again, and I decided to go to the cemetery again because I'm weird and I like the cemetery, and I feel I was doing something respectful to visit a couple of my, you know, close family members.
Yeah.
So we go to the cemetery, and as we leave, again, that weird feeling, that ominous feeling, that unease. So then we're driving home, we're going down Highway 400, and on my way home I was rear-ended.
Wow.
And in my mind I associated this with the cemetery. It's not logical, but I just thought it.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my parents that night, they're up north, they went to Paint Lake again, and I said, whatever you do, don't go in the cemetery. And my mom says, you know what, she's like, twice can maybe be a coincidence, but the third time, when it happens three times, there's something to it. So I said, three times. What do you mean three times? So my uncle's girlfriend and him had gone to the cemetery on a ride. They ride motorcycles. And on the way back from the cemetery, his girlfriend, like, wiped out on her bike. and had a horrible accident as well that she had to recuperate from. So then I started doing research, and even my dad was saying that he notices it's only women in the family who ever have any sort of misfortune, whereas he's gone to Paint Lake hundreds of times and never had any issues. So I started doing research, and there was a family member in the mid-1800s who had an issue with his wife, who was not my relative, so he was my relative. And just in the history, there's an issue where he was aggressive towards his wife, and her parents ended up getting involved, and there was a fine and all sorts of stuff. But I can't find any concrete evidence to, like, prove it.
Right.
Wow. Kind of sounds like an unsettled spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. We were also looking into, because it's a pioneer, like, so it's pretty old, right?
Yeah, so they still do current burials in it, but I think that's just, nobody wants to be buried there. It's a small town, so it's mostly people who run deep. There's like two or three families that have been there for generations, so when they buy a stone, they buy land for all of them, pretty much.
Okay.
So there's very few new burials that go in there.
Right. Because we were looking at, like, possibilities that, like, I don't know, maybe a person that was practicing witchcraft was buried there. I don't know. That because we were looking at that for cemeteries anyway, and some of the cemeteries that can be cursed is having, like, someone that was practicing witchcraft buried there. Kind of thing.
And the thing is, because it's such a small town, because of my ancestry, I feel that could play a factor into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, unsettled debt or just something against that my family that goes back generations before I was even around.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, like, the same remaining thread, right? Because there's four families that all intermarried and had drama, so...
Do you know any type of drama that happened, or...?
All I know is from what my grandmother had told me, and my grandmother wasn't she was very stubborn and not well-liked.
Yeah.
But this is going back before she passed away. So it's just, my family kind of lived on the outskirts. They were a little less affluent. They kind of kept themselves because they were worried about being judged by the community.
Yeah.
So there's always the possibility that there was a situation where a couple men were working together and somebody got injured and blamed my family. Like, there's any number of scenarios that could have unfolded.
Right.
There's a lot going on here. Wait, did you say in the text that you had contacted a paranormal investigator?
I did. I was curious if they had any information about the geography of the region that I didn't know about, or if they have done any investigations similar, and they hadn't.
So
they responded to me that, okay, that's an interesting story, but, you know, and we'll consider looking into it, but they never pursued it further.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Because there's probably something there. I mean... I don't know, some people might think that it's coincidental, but I just think it's weird that all the people that went to visit it and then afterwards got in an accident or did something like that.
And the women, too, with the story that you told.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and all women. Like, the men don't usually have any issue.
I mean, when do they?
Yeah, really. Okay, we're not gonna make it into this.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. That sounds good. I mean, it doesn't sound good.
I'm not going back there. We're good, so.
Yeah.
You're never going to go... Is your grandma's buried there, though, right?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it, and then after my accident, I was like, I don't think we should stick her there for all eternity.
Yeah. Right.
That's fair.
I think that's probably better not to do that, so.
You have other family members there, though?
I do. My great-grandfather's there... A couple of my grandmother's sisters are there, so my great aunt.
Uh-huh.
But even her herself opted not to bury her mom there. So.
Wow. Well, that's quite a story.
It's a creepy stillness. And then I even looked up ley lines after to see if there was anything with that that geographical region.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what I found, but I didn't think it wasn't close enough. I will tell you all my creepy stories. Kenzie knows most of them.
Wait, there's others?
Well, there's my shadow man. Okay, so my friends and I were stupid when we were children.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we decided to make our own Ouija board.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God.
We messed around with it. It wasn't a very good Ouija board. It was paper and pen, and, like, I think it would have been a lot worse if we ever actually fiddled with an actual Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I started having nightmares, and I would see shadow people
all
the time. And, like, and people... talk about this, and I've looked it up, like, the top hat man, I would see him all the time for, like, a period of, like, 6 years.
Like actually seeing him or in the dream?
It's this weird state between sleeping and awake, like, it's sleep paralysis, but you're kind of awake, but you're, and that's the thing, is some people say it's just you're dreaming, but you're awake.
Yeah,
and
right.
So your body hasn't adjusted.
I'm very familiar.
Adara's very familiar with that.
Yeah.
But that's for another episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
For, like, 6 years. Wow.
Yeah. My dad had thought I had snuck a boy into my room once because he heard me talking, and he heard someone replying to me. But then when my dad came to check on me, I was asleep.
Oh, chills.
Kenzie, chills. Kenzie just recoiled, like, all the way back into her skin.
Oh, my gosh. What, do you, like, does he know what you were saying, or what?
I don't know. My dad just, he didn't say it was anything important. It was just, like, an inconsequential conversation, and he heard a distinct other person's voice.
In your room?
In my bedroom, yeah.
Did it eventually just stop, or?
I don't know. He came in, and he, like, saw that I wasn't there, and he asked me if I was okay, and I had responded, yeah, I'm fine, like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Like, did the shadow top hat man kind of disappear later? Like, 6 years later?
I started smudging.
Oh, okay.
And I started getting jiggy with Jesus to talk to him a little bit to help me out. I wore a rosary to bed for a long time. Like, just things like that.
Right.
Like anything that I think would have mildly helped me through that insomnia, that weird sleep paralysis insomnia phase of my life. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if anything happened to the people that did the Ouija board with you?
No, they're all okay.
Oh.
It was my house, though. We did it at my house.
Right. Oh, okay, right. So that's what happened.
It's my own fault.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fuck with Ouija boards.
Yeah, exactly. That's a note to all listeners.
Yeah.
Please don't ever use a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Seriously. I will reach through your phone. Give you a nice slap in the face.
This is a PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've given us a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oh, okay. No problem. My pleasure.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
But, like, that's all I see is shadow people for my sleep paralysis and everything. Also, when she said the top hat man, you pointed at me, but you actually kind of pointed behind me, and I was dead. Oh, God, yeah.
And then you focus in on, like, a crow like that?
Yeah.
And make eye contact with a crow? I don't think I've ever made eye contact with a bird in my life.
And
they don't stay around long enough to be close to me.
No, and crows are big. But they're also, like, they get a bad rap for being, like, bad omens and everything.
Yeah.
But here's a fun fact about crows. They're really sweet birds, and they're also really highly intelligent, and they will remember you. Like, they have a really good memory. So if she went back and that crow was there, it would probably remember seeing her.
Hey, finger guns! I remember you!
Hey!
We made eye contact for 30 seconds. Your grandma died. I was trying to tell you that she died, but you don't speak crow.
Bees. I just had to get that word in there. I need to tell the bees. Tell the crows.
So clearly bees are very important.
Yes.
And if you see a bee, don't freak out.
Bees are your friends, and also talk to them. Kenzie's looking at me like I'm insane, but I know you guys understand.
Anyway, we have a good episode up for you next Sunday. So
yes, if you like cookies and affairs, you'll love this one.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say, though.
Yeah.
To keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll see you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Dead Men Don't Podcast is hosted by us, Adara and Kenzie. Original music has been provided by Ethan Reed. Find us on social media at Dead Men Don't Pod on Twitter, at Dead Men Don't Podcast on Instagram, Dead Men Don't Podcast on Facebook, and email us at deadmendontpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow our composer, Ethan, on Instagram at Ethan A. Reed. Find all of these links and more in the description. Thanks for listening.